With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Top Trump surrogate says the news media giving Kamala Harris a pass on her policy plans.
Former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says the vice president has offered few details about her agenda, and he blames the media for not giving enough coverage to what he calls Harris's policy deficits. He says the Democratic National Convention featured Hollywood stars and popular singers, but didn't tell the country what Harris stands for. Ramaswamy spoke at a Trump campaign news conference not far from the DNC venue. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Well, so much for summer and autumn. An unusual cold system from the Gulf of Alaska dropping down through the Pacific Northwest into Northern California. Light snow reported early today in higher elevations in Washington and California. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson slamming the Biden administration after an inspector general's report found nearly 300,000 migrant children are still missing throughout the United States. More details on that story now from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
This administration's failure to secure our border is facilitating what is the equivalent of a modern-day slavery operation. The speaker continued, quote, "The southern border is a national security disaster and a humanitarian catastrophe, and Kamala Harris cannot be trusted to fix it." According to the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as of May of 2024, failed to locate more than 291,000 unaccompanied children that had been released to domestic sponsors. The 14-page report reveals that another 32,000 were found and given notices to appear for immigration removal proceedings, but never showed up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support beyond virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As students return to college across the United States, administrators, well, they're bracing for a resurgence in the anti-Semitic protests that swept campuses over the spring. Summer break providing a chance for many school officials to regroup for the fall semester. Some new rules imposed by various universities include banning encampments, limiting the duration of demonstrations, and allowing protests in designated places. This is SRN News. Authorities say an attacker with a knife killed three people, seriously wounded at least five others at a festival in Germany.
The attack happened in a central square where bands were playing, as Solingen marked its 650th anniversary. Witnesses told German media that passers-by were stabbed at random. A huge manhunt is underway to find the attacker, who's not been identified. Roads have been blocked and residents told to stay indoors. The mayor of Solingen said the city was in a state of shock, horror and grief. He said he was praying for those still fighting for their lives. Germany's government recently promised to toughen knife laws after a rise in the number of stabbings.
BBC correspondent James Reed reporting. A roadside bomb attached to a motorcycle has detonated near a police office in Pakistan. Officials say two children and a woman were killed, 15 people wounded. More details at SRNnews.com.